All right, in Detroit, on Clean and Humble Radio, on location, once again, AV Geek style, with my man, Mr. Finewine, who showed me around Detroit on a mad record-buying hunt with some shit about Detroit. I saw a bunch of shit.
You didn't see enough. I didn't really take you around to some of the more interesting neighborhoods to see the various states of ruin that the city has fallen into. All we did was go from record store to record store, basically.
Look at this great old building.
What is this great old building?
It's an apartment building. I've never been in there, but look at it. It's beautiful.
We met a cast of characters from Mr. Finewine's past. People who got him onto the habit of buying records. And some of that habit has rubbed off on me as I'm bringing home millions of records that I probably don't need, but great records nonetheless. I don't know if you know this, Matt, but this is how I talk on my radio show, like a dick. Like, hey, look at me, I'm a radio dick. What other shit? What other Detroit shit? You were talking about some Detroit shit last night, and I was like, oh, you gotta say that again. What the hell was it?
Clean and Humble Radio, on location in Detroit, Michigan, with my special guide, Mr. Finewine of WFMU fame. Yeah, check out the show. Yeah, all playing all Detroit music on Viva Radio, Clean and Humble Radio. Stay tuned.
Let me kiss you.
You're listening to Clean and Humble Radio on VivaRadio.com. Special on location Detroit, Michigan program. You're listening to excerpts of conversations I had with my tour guide around Detroit, WFMU's own Mr. Finewine. So let's listen in as I recollect things I did while I was in Detroit with Mr. Finewine driving around Detroit.
Went to Bob Mays' house.
Oh yeah, I went to Bob Mays' house. I didn't actually buy anything off of him. I picked out a pile to listen to, and then we never got back there.
I gotta call him and apologize and tell him he can put those away.
Bob Mays is this guy with a very long beard and kind of a hillbilly guy, would you say?
I believe he's from Kentucky or Tennessee. Moved here, you know, decades ago. He's in his late 60s, maybe. He's been selling records all his adult life.
It's weird, Detroit record, the record people I encountered, it seems like the best records I found were in people's houses, just going into people's houses as records fall in the back of the car. But yeah, going into people's houses, Bob Mays has this small railroad-style house, and it's just filled from bottom to top with dusty records and dusty everything else. And, you know, and then, you know, this guy, Brad, who owns People's Records, his house wasn't as dusty, but had certainly same, you know, amount of records. Maybe Bob Mays has more, but yeah, it was just a good feeling to buy records from people's houses.
I would second that.
I didn't really see Motown, but is that still in operation?
No, I mean, there's the only trace of Motown left in town besides piles and piles of Motown records everywhere you look is Motown Museum, which is in the original house on West Grand Boulevard. Very modest little house and very modest little museum. We didn't go there this time. I haven't been there in about 10 years. I wanted to take you there, but we ran out of time.
We did pass a recording studio that is still in operation, United, right?
United Sound, a legendary Detroit institution. Lots of things recorded there over the years. I think Funkadelic and I know a lot of Dramatics records were recorded there. Johnny Taylor, even Johnny Taylor records on Stax. People think that's all Memphis recordings, but a lot of that was actually recorded in Detroit.
What about the D-Town stuff? I bought a handful of D-Town 45s that I'll be playing, and where was that recorded?
I don't know what studio they used. Possibly United Sound. Maybe Artie Fields' studio. My uncle was involved with that D-Town label, too. It was owned by a guy named Mike Hanks in partnership with a former New York Giants football player named Pete Hall. There may have been other people involved, too, but Mike Hanks, who passed away a while ago, has a reputation for having been kind of thuggish. And there's a story about how he was recording something on a woman named Romy Rand. That's not her real name, but that's the name the record came out under. And he locked her in the basement of his house until she did a usable take, which took longer than 24 hours, I think. He wouldn't let her leave the property.
I have to start exercising that over a Clean and Humble.
Yeah, good idea.
You're listening to Clean and Humble Radio on VivaRadio.com. Special Detroit edition with Mr. Finewine and Flex Unger. Stay tuned.
Lord, you hurt you to see
had dinner with Matt's uncle, who was the owner and proprietor of Tuba Records.
Part owner of Tuba Records, yeah, with his buddy. It was a record label called Tuba, and then they also owned the biggest record distributor in Detroit in the late '60s, mid to late '60s, called Music Merchants.
Yeah, and I picked up a Tuba 45 that I'll be playing a song called Soul Power, right? Is that it?
Yeah, Derek Martin, Soul Power. Or the other side's pretty good too, Sly Girl.
We also went to Grosse Pointe, which is not Detroit, apparently. I don't know.
It's a suburb. Yeah, somehow you don't seem to understand the concept of a suburb. Maybe New York's a little weird because the suburbs are in other states.
Where are we now? This looks like Gilligan's Island. We're in Grosse Pointe right now.
We're on Lakeshore Drive. That's a big, huge lake called Lake St. Clair, although it's not one of the Great Lakes. It is part of that Great Lakes system, the St. Lawrence Seaway, whatever, but...
Maybe I'm full of shit because I kind of like Grosse Pointe. It's like, you know, it's like mellowed out. You know, maybe I'm a high-end Persian bitch or something.
Grosse Pointe is a, you know, wealthy, old money kind of suburb here. So there's these big mansions across the way overlooking the water where wealthy white folks live.
I like the broken down burnt shithole too, you know, don't get me wrong. Someone from Detroit going to beat the shit out of me now?
Yeah, the whole posse. Notice how I pronounced posse with the Detroit accent.
Posse. We'll be right back.
gonna play me? How you gonna play me? How you gonna play me? How you gonna play me?
Hustlers.
I also had some taste of Detroit cuisine. There's a lot of Detroit cuisine I can't eat because, you know, I'm vegetarian, so a lot of it's like hot dogs and places called Coney Islands, which bugs me out because Coney Island is like, you know, this shithole that has been turned into this like hipster haven. Like, yar, I'm gonna go there and dress like a mermaid and get a tattoo of a star on my tit.
You shoved the microphone in my face. One thing you did not eat here in Detroit is Coney Island, which is, Detroit is, the landscape is just dotted with these establishments called Coney Islands, where they serve, the specialty is a grilled hot dog with kind of a snappy skin, and it and they serve it with chili, yellow mustard, and raw onions, and it's really good. And then they also have something called a loose burger, which is presented exactly the same way. It's hamburger meat in a hot dog bun with those same toppings. So that's some good stuff that Pasquale was unable to eat.
But I did have Buddy's Pizza, which is apparently pizza in Detroit is a little different than it is in New York, and it's also kind of not very Italian tasting. It tastes more like Elio's Pizza, but I know that sounds like I'm insulting it, but it's actually like a better high-grade version of Elio's Pizza, and Elio's Pizza Square, as you know from the commercials. Well, I had Werner's freaking soda.
I don't even think they make that here anymore. There used to be this great Werner's plant with a gnome, or as some people say, gnome, statue outside it on Woodward Avenue when I was growing up. But that's long gone. They tore that down. I'm not sure if they bottled Werner's here or not, but it is associated with Detroit for sure.
I noticed something in the original Pancake House about Detroit.
What?
It has those guys with the Midwestern heads. You know, I don't even know if this is Midwest. Is this Midwest?
Yeah.
All right, so there's this Midwestern head. It's like a little kind of like little round head with like a beard and kind of like a digital wristwatch and like a collared shirt, walking around being like, you know what I mean? It's like a little beady head. There's little beady heads in the Midwest.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Do you notice that? You don't have a beady head.
I have a big head.
You have a big head, yeah. Like a Burl Ives type of thing going on, yeah. But, yeah, there's a lot. You didn't notice that in your life growing up? The beady-headed beard guy? Like the helpful guy. There's always, and the topical, like. And also I noticed that once you get out of New York, people want to tell you about the city. Oh, did you see the shit ruins, or the foot fountain, or the fuckface memorial? Like, you know, that doesn't happen when you go to New York. Like, you know,
people here cling to the. New York has just so many things going on, and it's a city that's still alive, sort of. People in Detroit cling to the few things that are left here, and they are proud of them, and they want to tell people about them. Wait a second. What you wanted me to repeat again today was sentences with a Detroit, with a Michigan accent, like, are you taking your car to the Dirt Bombs concert?
My mom wants to know.
My mom wants to know. Yeah, that's a Detroit accent.
Everything's being torn down, as far as I can tell, like the baseball stadium. And the only thing I came here with was knowledge of Magnum P.I. Apparently,
Magnum P.I. has absolutely nothing to do with Detroit, except Tom Selleck may have been from some suburb of Detroit or something and wore a Tigers cap on that show.
There you have it. And I was in Record Graveyard, which is a good record store around here, and I had an Eminem record in my hand, and I thought, you know, I don't need to, this is retarded, I don't need this, I don't need to include this on the Detroit show, but I wanted to include some Detroit hip-hop, so instead we went to this other store. Street Corner Music in Detroit, and I asked one of the kids behind the counter, like, you know, they had a section that said local MCs, and I asked about some of them, and that's, you know, some of the things we'll be playing. Some of the things I'll play here is this guy Zoe, I think his name is, instrumental hip-hop LP, and I picked up some other stuff that I'm not sure is Detroit or it's Dirty South stuff, but we'll be getting to that.
I don't mean to take up too much of your time. I thought I'd drop this line. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, Nick the Wonder. Let's get it. Lyrical heavyweight champion of the world. Y'all must have thought I forgot, I right? Hard. It's King Hill. I throw my ass blows. Unstoppable. Yeah. Disputed. Sugar Shane Mosley of this shit, alright? Yo, told you. Yo, I'm the definition of raw. Spit a couple of bars. Whoever you are, you better bring it. Never a flaw. I'm the definition of nice. You're the definition of cool C and Steady B. Pulling the heist. I define an MC. You remind me of me. Before I finally took an L and found my niche in this game. Collaborate with some of y'all, but y'all sound the same. 106 and part prototype. You know the type. Recite rhymes after rhymes off the top of your head. Saying the same thing that Joe Button and Fabulous said. Who's tired of niggas talking about how many bullets they took? Or they used to pedal crack. Or they used to be crooks. You fit the description of some nigga that just got jumped right in front of your building. You see how stupid you look. It's my job to maintain the street element without selling out to materialists and kick something that's relevant. Simultaneously, I'm sick of them C's who be dissing them C's who choose to rhyme about these. Hey yo, get your own thing. Chris started that along with the foundation of boom bap that started rap. Freedom of speech, a lot of backpackers. I challenge anyone of y'all to bring the beef. Fuck it and watch me ride that ass like Joseph did, looking for vacancy in the city when Jesus was still a kid. I'm the bottom of the pyramid. My feet is planted. I won't let none of y'all take this for granted. And as far as I see, I'm the alpha and omega of this topic. I thought we would have learned from that Pac shit. Come on, all y'all MCs, if you wanna start shit, I'm the one to stop it. Let's get it on. Come on, we can throw verses and bottles of bricks. Another rapper tell me I ain't shit. Let's get it started, nigga. All y'all MCs, if you wanna start shit, I'm the one to stop it. Let's get it retarded. Yeah, I've been a player. My pen is major. I'm sick of he say and she say. She say what he say. In this game, I've been ridiculed, pushed out, and spat at. The average rap cat would have probably pulled a gat at. And I can be thug, but I got other ways to get back. Backdoor your team, extort your team. Make a few jams, then I A-board your team. Once I drop the gym, you ain't breathing again. And to the underground niggas, I would love to come in. For trying to run me out of this shit, like Hydroponics. I'm like Puffy in his prime, baby, I won't stop. And if I ever come to your block, they call the cops. A few DJs don't play me, and rappers alike. And promoters is only fucking with who's getting the hype. Y'all know my shit, bang like cons that's making them nameplates. That make you dance like Crash's government namesake. Y'all fuckers try to shoot at Kevin Hill, but ain't name straight. The hottest thing in the street niggas is Ron G mixtapes. And if you could, you oughta write rhymes that mean something like the Magna Carta. But you still write that shit that'll get you slaughtered. Remember what happened to Chris Pass? We don't want that. We don't need another rap casualty, but I can't promise what happened if y'all cats battle me and fuck it, y'all get the picture and it's Kevin HL. Come on, all y'all MCs, if you wanna start shit, I'm the one to stop it. Let's get it started. Yeah, we can throw verses or bottles or bricks. Another rapper tell me I ain't shit. Let's get it started, nigga. All y'all MCs, if you wanna start shit, I'm the one to stop it. Yeah. Let's get retarded. Yeah, I've been a player, my pen is major. I'm sick of he say and she say what he say.
Get this paper. This one's for the hood, nigga. against. I'm boss round here, dog, I'm pulling rank. Y'all niggas think you can, but I know you can't. Get your paper to the hood, I fake. Money keep me clean like candy paint. Rev up the engine, head to the bank. Stop at the store to get something to drink.
This one's for the hood, nigga. Get your paper. On the ground, on the block, nigga. Get your paper. Cops come around, we like, see you later. Gotta make moves to get this paper. This one's for the hood, nigga. Get your paper. On the ground, on the block, nigga. Get your paper. Cops come around, we like, see you later. Gotta make moves to get this paper.
You're 2 rocks away from falling and dying. 22,000 I paid on this car I'm driving. And with that said, I hope you know for sure, I'd like to thank all you crackheads.
It was
for your
all
support.
A dream. Move weight to all the fiends. Nice grid, nice cars, doing baller things. If you call us anything, better call us clean. Grinding is the key to success by all means.
Man, I'm trying to lock the world down one corner at a time. Whether it's moving pounds, halves, quarters, or dimes. And fuck with chicks, that's nothing short of a nine. Well, 9.5, but 9 is the borderline.
I'm still K-L-E-A-N. Gotta get a new pair when the tip of the air spin. We doing the earth flip. Everybody's welcome, my nigga, come on in. This one's for the hood, nigga. Get your paper. On the ground, on the block, nigga. Get your paper. Cops come around, we like, see you later. Gotta make moves to get this paper. This one's for the hood, nigga. Get your paper. On the ground, on the block, nigga. Get your paper. Cops come around, we like, see you later. Gotta make moves to get this paper.
No time to play, the tracks is Iraq, nigga bombs away. Lines I spray, lines you say. It's like a whack bitch, I wouldn't get a time of day. Wouldn't pay you attention. I get paid to rip, I should play for the Pistons. I play for the chips, I'm made for the shit. I can't stop, nigga, I ain't able to quit. I'm able to hit. On the real, you niggas is faking the chicks to pay for the tits. Don't play Ronald Reagan, your shit. Have it all effed up with niggas not able to live. So calm now, we'll calm down. The beats, they'll speak louder whenever the drums loud or when the gun sounds. Middle finger to the dumb niggas that want me to dumb down. I show you how to run crowds. Sell out shows from here to overseas, make my funds pile.
G-S-A-D. My warning shot still hit targets flush. My mark is rough, cop we spark it up. My next move, y'all can't talk it up. I'm street like the place where you park your truck. I short out speaker wires, my speech is fire. Why say that I'm dope and preach to choirs? It goes without saying, your boy not playing. Though she beg, I'm not staying. Back on the block with a blunt to burn. I'm not dumb for pussy, cunts will learn that a broad ain't shit to get. I'd rather get money, spend it on fits and kicks. Cause a dude with the dough and the cleanest clothes never really had a problem with squeezing hoes. The battle was just ain't wise. The only thing your ass ever shot was dice, and I'm snake eyes.
Oh, I met these all of Mr. Finewine's friends are like crazy musicians that play music that he really has no interest in.
That's not true. I like some of their bands.
Yeah, but all your friends are like indie rock kind of.
I like that stuff. Just because you associate me with Soul 45s, because that's what I DJ with, doesn't mean I don't like other stuff too.
Well, we met this one girl who has very interesting music, which I can't remember her name, but I'll figure out her MySpace page.
Oh. Her name is Lindsay.
Lindsay, yeah, and her band was called Vicky.
Yeah.
It was like crazy. So apparently she's like rerouting drum machines and circuit bending them and shit like that, so maybe I'll...
She rerouted you and circuit bent you a little bit.
Perhaps. We also met and hung out with a good friend of Matt's who has a music project that we listened to while we were here that I'll probably be playing a track or two from. Deanne?
Oh, yeah. Deanne Iovan. She has a new CD out. Very good friend of mine. She's been in some bands like the Come-Ons and the Sirens over the years. The Gorgor Girls also. I think she was a founding member of the Gorgor Girls. Producing the new Black Murda album, who was in the Detroit Cobras and the and Rocket 455, Jeff Meyer.
A lot of the artists you may equate with Detroit really are not as influential as a band, let's say, like the Gorries, which I heard great stories about from friends of Matt.
Gorries stories.
Gorries stories.